Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Alan C. is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps, LLC. Alan, tell us about CMO Temps.
So think of rent a chief marketing officer or rent a marketing leader. I am the product and the solution for CMO Temps, and I provide temporary marketing leadership for startups to, you know, the Fortune 10 that are looking to keep their marketing strategy on track while they look for their permanent marketing leader.
If folks wanted to find you online, how would they do that?
CMOTemps.biz.
CMOTemps.biz. Check that out, folks, and see if Alan might be able to help you. I'm sure he can. Alan, we're talking about people, especially small business owners, who are not putting their best foot forward when they go up, when they approach customers, when they put themselves out there, they hang a shingle out, they run an ad, they send a piece of direct mail, they send an email, they knock on a door, they pick up the phone and call someone, they receive a call from someone. What would you, if you were going to give someone a makeover and give them some kind of a track to run on to make sure that they were putting their best foot forward and were making the best first impression possible, what would that look like?
So from the perspective of, you know, it's going to vary based on the size of the business and the type of business or service that's provided. Since our audience today would be, you know, maybe primarily small business, the one thing that I would say is, for a small business owner, and I understand exactly where they are because I am one, and
right.
When you're wearing many hats, you don't want to try and boil the ocean. So, you know, as you were saying, there's a jillion touch points now between social media sites, email marketing, your website, the phone that where you can reach out to clients and customers. And so I would say the first thing is let's look at your main touch points right now and make sure that the first impression, you know, the impression that you're giving even before first contact is just spectacular, because you're just not going to get a second chance to make that good first impression.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you've got a challenge these days, because between the young kids who are checking you out with the technology and who have a very short straight line to what's relevant to them. You know, if you're not hip, if you're not pretty spiffy online, they're going to move on. If you know, if they see something that looks, you know, kind of stodgy and hidebound and maybe a little bit with some spider webs on it, they're going to move on. Then you got old codgers like me who are not very patient, right? I'm short on patience. If you don't get to the point with me, if you don't show me that you're relevant to what I'm looking for, I'm going to move on. I might not move on with my mobile, with my smartphone, although I'm doing that more and more. But I don't have a lot of patience for folks who don't put the best foot forward. What do you think?
Right. I think that not just the old, but the young as well. In fact, I saw a study the other day that said that the average attention span now was less than 8 seconds.
Yeah. I think that's generous.
and it is generous. And apparently we have an attention span that's less than that of a goldfish. Now, I don't know how they tested a goldfish, yeah. But we have a low attention span. So what you're speaking to is the importance of content. Now what is the marketing content? It could be in the form of the ad or the content within the email blast, but also video. And,
yep.
You see a lot of video being used now within mm-hmm. within marketing. And it's important for a small business owner or any business for that matter to to make sure that their content and the form of that content is aligned with the sales cycle or what their selling process mm-hmm. looks like. So, mm-hmm. you know, something more general in nature at the top of the sales funnel to something that's more specific as you would get closer to trying to close the deal, so to say.
You know, there's one thing that's really kind of one of my pet peeves that I just think is non-negotiable, Alan, and that is when I call a small business, I'm really, really disappointed if I don't get a human being. Now, I'm not talking about at night when you're closed up or maybe even at lunch. With people out to lunch, you might get a voicemail or something. But I mean, as a general practice during business hours, I just think small business owners ought to have human beings answer their phone. What do you think?
I agree. The human touch is, it's a shame that the human touch is being lost. And, you know, you mentioned about the fact of picking up the phone and wanting to get a human being, where I also see a lot of small businesses making an error. And I understand the need to want to feel efficient and effective by using automation. But I would also say that marketing automation is being overused by small business mm-hmm. by sending, you know, automated direct messages,
robocall
through Twitter
kind of things. Yeah,
exactly. Well, yeah, and it's kind of robo mobile social media that's going on, and I find that to be, you know, it's just a business is losing its authenticity.
I completely agree, and isn't that the single thing that small business owners should be able to demonstrate is their authenticity?
The authenticity and the trust that a small business can generate is just it's their advantage.
Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, check out his website, cmotemps.biz. Alan C., come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.